Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And an awesome good morning to you. Yes, it's a little cloudy and it's going to be more like, it's not snowing in Hawaii. It is going to be a rainy Christmas. Lovely. So we'll stay indoors, cuddled around and just having a good time with family and friends. This morning, family and friends getting together in the clubhouse. Gary Williams joining us, Alex Urban, Michael Manavian, Thin Tran, and Mark Rolfing, people you've met over the past with some successes, some insights, possibly into how your DNA can help you determine the best way for you to get fit. What you eat makes the body, and it has something to do with your DNA. It's going to be interesting when Michael Manavian comes on the show with us. He's a bodybuilding golf pro, but we're going to talk with Gary Williams, our annual conversation about what was, is, and what could be coming in 2019. It's just around the corner with the Century Tournament of Champions kicking us off, the new season getting going. It's the old season, but the new year getting going. First, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And our new sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Our Sand Island location is open this week, this coming week, while our Waipahu store will be closed for Christmas all week. Happy holidays. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, or water, or worse, comes out of those pipes, like sewer pipes breaking, mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction. They're open 24/7. When it happens to you, give them a call. They'll be there on site in 90 minutes. The number, it's 808-330-6212. Gary Williams is host Morning Drive on Golf Channel, a teaching professional in the past, so he knows this game. When he's watching, he's understanding the swing and what happens when you hit the ball. And I think Justin Rose showed us what can happen when you think you're on the verge of being number one in the world and you're in the lead after 54 holes, and then all of a sudden you just lose your game. You see, it happens to the best of us. Welcome into the clubhouse, Gary Williams.
Danielle, happy holidays. This is a great holiday tradition for me to spend time with you and reflect on the year that was and think about the year that is soon to be. So it's great to be with you.
Absolutely. I love it. Our annual get-together, our conversation. What was, okay, this is a difficult one. We know Tiger Woods recapturing his magic, winning his 80th, and now chasing Sam Snead's 82, and maybe even Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors. Was that the number one story for you?
It was, and it's really not a fair fight for everybody else just because of who he is and the manner in which he went about doing it. But there were a lot of really good stories throughout the game of golf in 2018. With respect to Tiger, the thing, Danielle, that's really so interesting to me is that his career, like his golf swing, has had so much change in terms of the way that he approaches, the way he swings the golf club, to the way that he attacks a golf course, to the way that people feel about him. And I was always under the impression for the first 15 to 18 years of his professional life that people wanted to see him because they knew they were going to see something that was so different looking, and that they were going to root for him, but not having to root for him because they already knew what the result was. The inevitability that he was going to win didn't require people to emotionally invest to pull him across the line the way that I think that over the past generations, like Palmer and like Mickelson, that fans do. The level of adulation that people have for him now, that he's, like we all are, not that he wasn't before, but that it's been exposed that he's flawed physically and that he's a damaged person emotionally, and we all have our stuff. The fact that I saw the type of love expressed toward him was so different from what you saw of him walking over the bridge at Belle Reve after he shot 64 on Sunday at the PGA to sleepy Atlanta, where when the calendar rolls to September, it's football season, and the crowds at the Tour Championship are modest. They're sedate. That was Jones walking up 18 at the Old Course at St. Andrews. The only thing they didn't do was hoist him onto their shoulders when he won the Tour Championship. That is something I never thought we would see, and it just makes me wonder if that is going to continue, if every city is going to want that moment themselves in the event that he wins 81, 82, and if in the event that he wins a major championship this year. I think it's going to rival, it'll surpass in the electronic age, I think, what Jack did in 86. And a lot of people may say that's crazy. I don't think so. I think he's a different type of person. His transcendency is unlike anything the game has ever seen since Hogan and Jones got ticker tape parades in New York City. I just can't imagine what 19 could be like if he wins 81 or if he wins number 15 when it comes to a major.
Unbelievable. That, you know, and so many people were naysayers and said, no way. You know, a lot of people in the business said, no, he's not going to win again. A lot of people hesitated and said, yeah, I think he's got a chance of winning again. There were a few who said, yes, he's going to win again. He's got the spirit, the mindset, the determination. He's going to do it. And there were people who hoped that would happen. But I think most people were on the side of caution and not really, after seeing so many comebacks not come to fruition, they were hesitant. They didn't want to put their emotion, didn't invest into that. But to see it happen, that's, and when you talk about adulation that we had for him, it was adoration. You know, it was that sense of, wow, this comeback. We love somebody who's down, who picks themselves up despite adversity and just rises to the top. And that was into Tiger Woods. Of course he's going to win, but no, now it's not so sure. And he does it. And it was an amazing, amazing moment. When you were talking, Gary, I got goosebumps, chicken skin. You know, that just that feeling of we can succeed when we put our minds and our will to it. It's possible to overcome adversaries.
It is. And I'll just end with this. You know, I'm 52 years old, and I, as I get a little bit older, I've always been sentimental, and I get that from my mother. But I was with the other day with a gentleman who's a dear friend of mine and his son, and that's his only child, and he's an aspiring professional to play the game for a living. And he's 24 years old, and he said that he had tears in his eyes watching that. And now, this is a Tiger baby. This is somebody of the generation that he was inspired to pursue the game at the highest level because of what he saw when he was 10 years old. I was somebody who was approaching the age of 30 when Tiger did what he did in 97. So this is a cross-generational type of thing that I think we're witnessing. And also I think one of the other reasons why he's feeling this is that he's showing feeling. Mm-hmm. There's a softening to him. There was always a frigid sense that, you know, don't even dare approach him. But that, I think, is changed. And I also think that when you see the optics of him with his children and for them to start to understand to a modest degree what he is and what he's meant to so many, that he is doing something and pursuing something not for himself entirely, that there is a sense of sharing this with others. There's a gravity to this that I think is real, and I cannot wait to see where it might go next.
Let's go to something that really was kind of stark and unexpected, and what happened in 2018 and what could happen in 2019 for Jordan Spieth. He's not going to be at the Tournament of Champions. The Century Tournament of Champions without Jordan Spieth, it was de rigueur that he'd be here, he didn't win last year. You know, he didn't win. That's incredible after his seasons that he had winning majors, coming so close to a Grand Slam.
I agree. I think that, you know, as much as we think we know and as much as I believe that you are knowledgeable about the game, and I believe I am as well, and we understand how fleeting it can be to accomplish winning on the best tour in the world, that you know, even Jordan Spieth may go through a season without winning a golf tournament. Ricky Fowler he's played 10 professional seasons. Six of them have been winless seasons. Jordan Spieth has now experienced for the second time. He didn't win an official event in 2014, but he was so close at the Masters. Then he won the Australian Open at the end of the year, and he backed it up by winning the Hero, which was, you know, which is still an unofficial event. He didn't have entry then, and then he had that historic year of 2015. We presume and just assume that it'll never end, that the floodgates that he opened up at the levels that he did, that we were putting him in at this very small table based on age and accomplishment with the likes of Nicklaus and Woods, that it would never end. Well, it did, and that's why I think Jordan is one of the best and most fascinating stories as we head into the new year, because, you know, finishing 31st in the FedEx Cup standings, that is a career year for most people who play golf for a living. But for him, it's looked upon as a failed year. He has to live with that. He has to defend his own practices and his approaches to getting better. And that's why I think him going into this year, it's going to be remarkable to watch him answer to the critics to some degree, who are wondering if he is as great as he certainly was, to have three of the four major championships and a FedEx Cup title and Vardon trophies and all these things. Those things were not reserved for kids. He was a kid when he was doing this, and he's still a very young man at 25, but I don't worry about him. I had a very lengthy conversation with Tom Kite last Saturday, and he scoffed at the notion that Jordan Spieth is going to be anything but what he already is, and that is somebody who is going to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame, nobody who has won three majors, has not gained entry into it, and he has the long view of it. He said, I'm not going to predict what he's going to do this year. I just know that he's going to have one of the great careers of all time.
Absolutely. Let's go to Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson, after 4 years and 8 months, he wins a tournament. I mean, he won. And then in the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, he hits the ball twice while it's rolling. He goes and grabs. I mean, how many times have we, on the, you know, playing in a recreational game, just did that because, you know, you're giving up already? Was it the golf course that got to him on that Saturday?
I think maybe the golf course to some degree. I think that, you know, knowing that his opportunity to win that particular championship, you know, the sand is running out of the hourglass, and he had the weakest, lowest moment, I certainly believe, of his professional career. And if people want to say, oh, come on, you know, just get over it, I'm sorry, but I hold Phil Mickelson to the gold standard. Mm-hmm. He is the second greatest player of this generation. I also believe, Danielle, that he is one of the most underrated players in the history of golf. To win five times major championships, to win a Players, to win 43 titles in the vortex of the Tiger generation, and not to be cast aside. And he had already won over 20 times before he won a major. And to do all that he's done and have the longevity that he has, I'm sorry, you can't do that. Guys like Snead, guys like Hogan, Palmer, Nicklaus, Woods, Mickelson, you don't do that. You simply don't. And there was frustration, and I think he compounded it by trying to be too cute in his words immediately in the aftermath. He said his apologies a couple days later, and I have not brought it up since, but if you're going to ask me what I thought then, it was as poor a form as he's ever shown for somebody who's been one of the great showmen and one of the great people's champions that the game has ever known.
Good point. And he is at that level. People love Phil Mickelson because he is the people's champion, and he is underrated for all of his accomplishments. You don't talk about Phil Mickelson like that. You know, if for some reason he just doesn't come up in the big pantheon, the big banner in the sky that people put up there with the big names, you know. And look at 43 wins. That's huge. It's phenomenal. Five majors, as you said, you know, just all the things that he has done. So what about in the coming year? I mean, he is one of those guys who could have a grand slam if he could just win the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. It got away from him, all of his hopes for that. What about in 2019?
I think that I believe, I can't say he's going to win, but he has as good a chance to win as, you know, other than five people that I think you could write down who are likely to win a golf tournament, whether it be Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy, who only had that one global win at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I think there are five that I would say I consider locks, but he's in among that next group of a dozen to 15 that there would be zero surprise if he won. And I think the thing about Phil, and it's so interesting when you look at the longevity of certain players based on the length physically of their golf swings, he is because he's not ripped like Dustin Johnson, we don't point out how flexible he is. He has one of the longest, most languid golf swings that the game has ever known, like Snead and like Tom Watson. And long swingers who are really, really good usually have a chance to win into their 50s. Snead did it. We saw Watson almost win an Open at 59. I really believe that Phil Mickelson, if the conditions are right and if he has a good putting week, he could be on the first page of a leaderboard at the Masters tournament into his mid-50s. He's that good. So, you know, him winning this year, there would be no surprise if he won a golf tournament. Now, they go to Pebble Beach for the U.S. Open. He's won on that golf course. Again, I think it's going to depend on what kind of a week. Length is not a requirement around Pebble Beach that is just tipping out for whether it be the AT&T or for the U.S. Open at right around 7,000 yards. He's got to have a really solid putting week, and we know how good he is around the greens, and you're going to miss 15 to 18 greens in a major championship, and that's what gives him always a puncher's chance. So Phil can win, and I'll say that when I visit with you next year. I'll say he can win the next year. I'm not going to say that he can't win until maybe he's gone 5 or 6 years, and then it just seems like now you're in your mid-50s. But again, Fred Couples is another example. Long swinger, competitive at Augusta National, well into his 50s.
Now, I've been leading the topics. What, when you look back at 2018, stood out that we may not be thinking of?
I think Lexi Thompson's year. I think this is a young lady who has been in the public eye since she was really a preteen, who is somebody who is the most, along with Michelle Wee, the most gifted American female golfer that we've seen in the last two decades. And for her to have the type of introspection that she had about herself, not Lexi Thompson the golfer, Lexi Thompson the human being, to be as forthright and forthcoming with her own feelings about inadequacies, built on something that I think is a real issue in our society, and that is the stigma that the anonymous can place on young, fragile people as they're trying to find their way in this world through social media. And for her to come forward and take a step back from the game and to return to a place where she had the dubious moment of missing a short putt, to win that tournament going away, to put a bow on her year, to me is one of the great stories in golf. And I also believe that Francesco Molinari is one of the great stories of the year, that we look at players once they get into their mid-30s, that they've reached whatever apex there is in this game now, that we always are searching for the next one. Give me somebody who's 21 or 22 like John Rahm, and once you're 35, okay, you can still be productive, but you can't be the champion golfer of the year. You can't go 5-0 in a Ryder Cup. You can't, you know, look down the barrel of Tiger Woods, who's trying to win a major, when he hits that fairway bunker shot in the 10th hole. And you know what Francesco Molinari did? He didn't blink. He performed like a surgeon who knows that it's life or death. And he closed that procedure on the 18th hole at Carnoustie with Tiger and, yes, and performed at a level that most people said, this guy's not capable of this. And he said, yes, I am. That's a great story.
It is. It was wonderful. And then, of course, during the Ryder Cup with Tommy Fleetwood, the two of them were like, again, precision surgeons going about their business and taking the USA apart surgically. What does the United States have to do for 2020? We're looking into the future now for a Ryder Cup victory. I guess in the United States, it's almost easy for us, but it's when we go away that we seem to have such problems.
You know, it's interesting. Paul Issinger, who has joined Golf Channel on NBC, is replacing Johnny Miller. Johnny's going to do the one more event. He's going to do the event in Phoenix. And we had him in to make the announcement of him joining the team as the lead analyst. And we asked him about the Ryder Cup. And, of course, he was such a gritty player. And then he was a successful winning captain in 2008. And he said something that he was the first person to say it. And it was so precise, but it was also so succinct. He said, the Ryder Cup is in Europe's heart. It's in the American's head. And that is something that, how is that solved? How do you solve that riddle? That's not something that is solved based on a formula. That is something that has got to be cerebral. It's got to be something that you release the demons from your mind and just to allow the experience to wash over you in a way that it's washed over them for the better part of 25 years. They've got themselves an interesting situation.
Yes.
In this competition.
Yes.
They really do. It's really interesting.
Europe is is body and soul one team. They're all a team, and that is not easy to create when you have individuals playing normally as individuals, and now you have to coalesce as a team where each of you loves the other, raises them up on a pedestal and says, you can do it. You know, you're going to be the victor, and wanting them to be victorious, each one as an individual and the team as a whole. And it's not easy to accomplish that. You usually have to work for years to come to that kind of, and they manage to do it every 2 years, and it freaks us out.
It's the team sports is, my dad was somebody who played college baseball at a very high level, and then he was, is in the corporate sector. He was somebody who managed a lot of people, His motto was, you lead with love. But in order to do that, you all have to say, you know, whatever persona I might have outside of this room, once I'm in this room, we are all of equal ilk. And when the Europeans walk into a team room, there are 12 jerseys that are handed out, and they're not numbered 1 through 12. They all say 1 on it. For whatever reason, our team seems like everything has to be done based on who you are before you walk in that room. That's not what team sports is about. And until they accept that and stop worrying about who I'm going to partner with, Rory McIlroy said, who are you going to put me with in the first match? And the answer was Torbjörn Olesen. Now, in America, it'd be like, well, he's not good enough to be with our alpha male. They don't care. They don't care. We're all one. We're all one. And that's why they win.
You're awesome. Gary Williams, host, Golf Channel Morning Drive. You know, I think we could do an hour and a half easy.
Easy.
Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hauli makahiki ho. Happy New Year. And I look forward to seeing you. I miss you, you know. These weeks without you, I don't know what to do in the morning.
we're back January 2nd. I wish you the merriest of Christmases and Happy New Year, and it's always great to join you, and your passion for the game is an asset to the game. So thank you as always.
Thank you, Gary. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Alex Urban. It's just about time. It's only 10 days to the Century Tournament of Champions. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour, the Plantation Course, best golf courses in Hawaii for 2017-2018 Golf Digest. It's number 3 on the list, and you could play around today. I have a tee time. I know it's open, 9:28. You'll be playing the Plantation Course, where the Century Tournament of Champions, winners only, like Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, and Rory McIlroy, Cameron Champ, Bryson DeChambeau, Francesco Molinari, Justin Thomas, Jason Day, Patrick Reed, Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, a long, fabulous list of players. Alex, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, how are you, Danielle?
Excellent. And this is the year of the comeback. A fabulous year. We were talking just a moment ago with Gary Williams. Phil Mickelson, after 4 years and 8 months, he wins on the tour. But we've got 11 players who went through long droughts of at least 4.5 years on the tour. They won last year, and they are coming to the Tournament of Champions, including Charles Howell III. After 11 years and 9 months, he is back at Century Tournament of Champions. Fabulous.
Yeah, it's we have a whole bunch of guys. I think you just touched on a lot of them. That hadn't won in a while, and they hadn't been back here to Kapalua to the Century Tournament of Champions. And we're excited to welcome them back because a lot of them are huge supporters of the event. Like Webb Simpson comes to mind, who won the Players' Championship this year, and he loved this place. And Matt Kuchar is another one, and he always brings his family. It's great. It's that crop of guys right there that hadn't won in a couple of years. We're excited to have them back.
Absolutely. And Keegan Bradley. Keegan loves Kapalua. He loves the Plantation Course. I remember talking to him after a round where things didn't go quite right, and I said, so how was your round? Did you watch? He didn't even want to do the recap of the round because the Plantation Course can be very difficult. And I think on the Plantation Course on 18, we really saw the first, off the green, the driver off the deck, for the first time in tournament play when Bubba Watson did that. Absolutely incredible. And everybody went, he's going to use a driver? You know? It was an incredible moment.
What did he have in? It was like three something.
Yeah.
It was a long way in.
Yes. He was amazing. Now, Kevin Na is one. Ted Potter, of course. And
yes.
Ian Poulter. I don't know, that 5 years and 5 months, everybody was pretty much blown away. Ian Poulter won. He can win.
I know.
You know, right? And he had this 30-foot putt, and he sinks it, and he's in, and he's at the Tournament of Champions. Of course he's going to come to the Century Tournament of Champions. He's such a character. I'm so looking forward to his energy.
Yeah, I think Ian Poulter's one. He and Keegan kind of strike me as, to me, they're similar guys in their career kind of arc, in that over the last 3 or 4 years, they've struggled quite a bit and to the point of nearly losing their tour cards. And, you know, when you reach a valley in golf, it can be a hard thing to dig your way out of. And both of those guys had reached pretty great peaks before that. But obviously Ian and his Ryder Cup prowess is kind of untouchable, and Keegan Bradley's a major champion. But it's really cool to see both of those guys kind of pull themselves back up, and we'll see him here. And shoot, you said it, 10 days. It's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. I mean, we're going to get through Christmas. Everybody's celebrating New Year's on Maui, and then bam, it starts.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, there was a lot of chatter last week. I was talking with two different people on the show last week, and both of them said to me, one off air and one on air, one said they would actually bet that Tiger Woods would be at the Century Tournament of Champions. Have you heard any buzz about that?
Oh, there's certainly been buzz. There's, when it comes to Tiger, there's always a lot of rumors that fly around and that sort of thing, because it's obviously everyone wants him to play, and we're certainly in that camp too. I'd be lying if I said we wouldn't absolutely love to have him at the tournament.
Of course we would.
We haven't heard word from him yet.
When does he have to?
He has until Friday at 5:00 Eastern to commit to the tournament this next week. So he's got all week to practice and figure out where his game is at, but the good news is we'll be good. You know, the field is incredible whether or not we have Tiger.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be awesome to have him, and I think that would, you know, there's always an extra level of excitement that he brings to an event, especially in the last 12 months or so when his most recent comeback. But yeah, we don't know yet, so we're still waiting like everyone else.
Yeah, well, we've got Brooks Koepka, the world's number one player, who's won two major championships in the same calendar year. We have Dustin Johnson, who is not number one right now, but wow, you know, I mean, incredible performances from Dustin. In fact, didn't he almost have a hole-in-one off, was it 14?
It was 12.
12.
So 12, yeah, 12 is the par four that kind of goes right alongside Honolulu Bay. And that tee shot that's kind of blind over the hill, and then it all feeds down towards the green. It's something like 350 yards, whatever the number is. And it generally plays kind of straight downwind in the trade winds. And so that's what it was last year, and he hit driver. And I swear I've seen that replay 150 times. And the fact that it somehow doesn't roll an extra 3 inches and go in, it upsets me every time because it's just awesome.
Yeah.
I remember we did his press conference after that, and I think he said he hit it a little high on the face, and that's why it didn't go in. He said something like that.
Yes, of course. So just a little high on the face. I could have nailed that one just a touch. Yeah, it's really, really exciting. Now, we've been talking with Alex Urban, Century Tournament of Champions, about what's coming up in 10 days. Do you have all of your volunteers in place?
Yeah, we're actually really great on volunteers. That was something that it was a big focus for us this year because, you know, as more and more people come to the event and the event grows, you got to have volunteers and infrastructure to make sure that everyone has a good time and to make sure that, you know, marshals are such an important part of a tournament, make sure that the competition can go smoothly. And so we're actually really good on volunteers. So I just want to thank everyone in the community for signing up, and we can't wait to have everyone out to the tournament.
Yeah, this is really exciting for the spectators. It's a whole new ball game because with the fan experience in Spectator Village, you've got new food trucks. What kind of food's coming in?
It's first of all, you got to do food right. You know, that's in this day and age. And we sat back and made a list of the things we'd want to improve, and food is. That's the thing that I want to improve the most because that's the thing I want to eat the most.
Hey, you're at the plantation course. You want to have food because there's
not
some place you can drive off to.
Right. So we're going to have some food trucks out. There's going to be a food truck called Mr. Taco. So as you can guess, that's Mexican food. There's one called Paniolo, which is selling kind of barbecue and Hawaiian barbecue dishes.
Yummy.
And then there's one called Hooked, which is kind of seafood and poke bowls and that sort of thing. The fun thing is they have named a few of their menu items after some of the players in our field. So I think Mr. Taco is selling a D-Sham burrito. Thank you for laughing at that.
That's good. No, that's the four-time winner, by the way, guys. Four times
DeChambeau no
has won on the PGA Tour. Blew everyone away during the FedEx Cup when he won back-to-back events. And, I mean, just an amazing kid. And he is a kid.
And he's already won this season now in one of the I think it was Shriners, right?
He just keeps on rolling. Everybody
Amazing.
Said, oh, he's a one-time guy. You know, he uses those same-length clubs. There's no way that this is going to work. It's too...
Well,
yeah.
You know what's going to be interesting for him is, so we're the first tournament this year under all of the new rules of golf that are going into effect as of January 1.
Yes.
Those sweeping rule changes that the USGA and RNA made.
Yes.
And one of the specific ones that Bryson himself has talked about is putting with the flag stick in.
Yes.
And so I think we'll see that.
Absolutely. And just so you know, folks, you can't go set the flag stick at an angle when you get to the tee, you know, angle so that will help the ball go in. That would be against the rules.
Correct. That's what I'll do, though.
Century Tournament of Champions has a new drink. It's Grey Goose Cocktail, Corksicle Partnership. It's the Mea Lanakila. What is that?
Yes, it is. Well, it means champion in Hawaiian. And it's a drink that we developed with our partner, Grey Goose. We wanted to create a really fun cocktail that is something that you could enjoy out in the sunshine during the tournament, something that's a nice compliment and, makes the experience even that much better. And then we started working with Corksicle, which I don't know if you've seen those, but they're kind of like they're high-end, high-quality, durable drinkware. Really great little cups that are, you know, aluminum, and they're very, robust.
Do I get
cups
to walk away with my Corksicle?
You do. So you can buy the Mea Lanakila drink, and then for an upcharge, you can actually have it served in the cup, and then you get to keep the cup. And
what's great about
that is that that whole thing with the drink retails for about the same as what the cup sells for on its own.
It's wonderful.
So it's great, and it'll have the tournament logo on it, and it'll be a really nice souvenir.
So remember, the Tournament of Champions, the Century Tournament of Champions, raises money for charities, Maui charities. All the money that's raised, Century Tournament of Champions, stays on Maui. Thank you to the volunteers for making it possible. And there's going to be a swing simulator there. So in addition to seeing great golf, fantastic personalities and performances on this fabulous golf course, you've got to see the plantation course. Just walking it is a treat. You'll be able to do some practicing there. I believe there are going to be some PGA professionals who will be there to help you with that. And there's all kinds of stuff going on that you just need to be a part of. And children get in free. Am I right?
Yeah, we're always really proud of that. It's kids 18 and under get in free as long as they're with a ticketed adult, and that's up to 3 kids per ticketed adult. So it's a really great and cost-effective way to spend a day with a family. That's something that we always want to get across. If you're looking for a way to get outside and go see professional sports and high-end professional golf here in Maui, it's really, like I said, a very cost-effective way to spend a day, especially with, considering our public parking is free and it's free shuttles. So you can do it on a great cost-effective budget. And really the best thing about golf is that, you buy a grounds ticket and go in with your family. The cool thing about golf is that you can get within an arm's length of the guys. And, we've got a kid's autograph area, and the players are really good about signing autographs for the kids. And so you have a really great chance of interacting with some of the professional golfers. Whereas if you buy the lowest end ticket to an NFL game, you're not interacting with the players.
No, you're barely seeing the players.
Correct.
From the nosebleed section. Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions. Will I see you? Can you join me in the clubhouse when I'm broadcasting live?
You got it.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Michael he's going to have to help me with his last name. Michael Manavian is with us. He is the bodybuilding golf pro. And what's fascinating about the work that he's doing is how your DNA and food could build your body better. So it's knowing what's best, and it has to do with your DNA. We'll talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
celebrate the new year with the tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Manavian, Executive Director, Partner at Greenwich Sports Lab, DNA-based health and performance. He's also known, you probably have heard of him, bodybuilding golf pro, and he's author of Atomic Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. A pleasure. And I'm fascinated with the work you're doing. The idea that our DNA, of course, desires a certain type of food that would then build our bodies best and our performance.
Well, yes.
Tell me how you came to this.
So I started as a graduate out of the Methodist University Golf Management Program, and as a golf professional teaching golf, I knew there was a couple of other things that I needed to tap into. So my desire to learn more about the body backdoored me into getting more fit and eventually becoming a nationally ranked bodybuilder in the NPC here in the States. So it was a very interesting route that I took, but it was always to get back to how can I help golfers play better golf? So one of the common questions that everybody would ask me is, well, what do I need to do? And I'd say, well, I don't know. I need to get some measurements. So no different than what driver is best for me. Well, let's take a look at the data on a TrackMan or a Gears or a flight scope. Well, what's the inside of you say? So instead of guessing on someone's health, we always measure. So that's one of our big hashtags, measure, don't guess. So we have 28, 29 different tests that are all designed to optimize a person's performance based on their data. Now, DNA is only one part of that. DNA tells us certain mutations that you may have if you have an MTHFR deficiency or mutation, which would not allow you to metabolize B12 or folate. So you have workarounds and try to figure out what's the best way to optimize this person's health based off of their desire to improve or their performance, their quality of life, and their longevity. So those are the three major factors that we look at. And to do that, we break that down even further into what stimulus is this person getting in their body from their weight training or their golf or their playing. There's a stimulus happening. Well, that stimulus to the body creates a biochemical reaction, which requires nutrients. So we look at all three of those corners of our performance triangle, training, biochemistry, and nutrition, in order to optimize the person's health.
Beautiful. Do you notice whether let's say you're ancestral homeland, whether that be in the Alps of Switzerland or in Japan, Hokkaido, that has something to do with what the body, what your cells, your DNA has become accustomed to eating for centuries?
Well, there is a component to that, but that's more looking at the rocks on Venus. Right. You know, there's so many more basic factors to look at. For example, how much protein are they taking in, how much carbohydrates, and how much fat? What are the ratios of those three macronutrients? That would be the primary focus. And then we can do a food test where we can find out what allergies or inflammations you get based off of certain foods. So that stuff is now more directed towards where the person's genetically from, where they're born, what their ancestry is. So, for example, people up in the around the Arctic have grown up on fish and salmon and not really eating beef. So those would be some markers that we would look at. But again, it's all individual based. So genetics have been coded for as long as we've been around, and it's very unique to the person. And you could also create inflammation based off of eating the same food over and over and over again. So we recommend a diet that is diverse in proteins, so you're getting your essential amino acids, the eight major amino acids that you must get from food that your body can't create, from various types of protein throughout the day.
And so you work with golfers, but you also work with cyclists, runners, basketball players, baseball players, lacrosse, hockey, bodybuilding, as yourself, the bodybuilding golf pro. This is Michael Manavian, I apologize.
Not everybody can be a Gary Williams.
So, Gary Williams is a marathon runner, and he just finished his New York Marathon. Truly an amazing person. So when you work with somebody, what do you do with them?
First thing we do is we have a conversation on what would you like to improve? What are you looking to get out of? Because we don't deal with sick patients. We only deal with healthy individuals trying to improve their performance. Based on that conversation, we'll draw some blood, order a stool test, do some saliva DNA testing, or whatever the case may be, a urine test, whatever the desired performance outcome is. We'll create a test panel that's appropriate for them. We send them the kits wherever they are in the country or around the world, get them to a local facility that can draw the blood. Blood gets shipped to our facilities, our partner facilities, and we get the results within 2 to 4 weeks, depending on which variables are being tested. And then we have a conference. We either have a telemedicine phone call with our physician, who's our partner, Dr. Stephen Murphy, our medical director, who's based out of here in Greenwich, Connecticut. Or we can do it in the office or online, whatever's most convenient. But the telemedicine is starting to get much, much more convenient.
Absolutely. I used to teach telemedicine to doctors many, many years ago when it first started. It's such a boon to the whole industry. Now, Mr. Manavian, when you are working with somebody and you say you draw blood, we frequently hear that blood types thrive better on different types of diets. And some people say, well, you should be eating this and this and this for the best weight loss. Is that so?
Well, it can be for some people, for sure. For other people, it may not be a difference. Again, the macronutrient profile that the person intakes is far more important. Mm. I do want to take a step back for a second. And what we do more of is just measuring the data. Now, there are many, many, most every one of our clients has a team of professionals around them. They have an oncologist, a primary care physician, a chiropractor, or a heart specialist, a personal trainer, nutritionist. All these people, even a golf pro, all these people around them would do better served if they had more data about their client. Mm-hmm. So what our objective is to bring the best data, the most cutting-edge data, and the interpretations of what the data means to the person, and they can share it with their team, whoever they want to bring into the loop, and now they can make better decisions. So if a person wants to do a paleo diet, a South Beach diet, a XYZ diet, whatever it is, their nutritionist can make their recommendation. But we want to be the track man for the body. We want to provide the data. And then if you want our interpretations of it, we can do the medical diagnosis. We can pass you off to Dr. Murphy's team at his office, and he can take you on as a patient. But our company as a team is based just on the data. What does the data say? What does it mean? And where can you go from here?
Excellent. So no matter where I am in the world, we can get in touch with your office. They can organize the process to get all of the tests that you need so that you can then analyze, and then you can provide the information back to the person who's healthy, and then they can take it to their people so that they can then work with the information that you're providing.
Exactly right. Every test gets a full recap with Dr. Murphy and I, along with a written report based off of our recommendations. Now, one of the biggest things that we find out with clients is low testosterone, both for men and women. Now, as a company, we don't prescribe testosterone replacement therapy, but we can measure it. And if you need testosterone replacement, we can pass you off to our physician or your primary care physician. Another thing that we see large problems with are micronutrient deficiencies, which are easier to handle. But the micronutrients are the B-complex vitamins, the antioxidants, the vitamins and minerals that are in our cells, not just floating around in our bloodstream, but what's actually in the mitochondria of the cell. A lot of PGA Tour players have already done this micronutrient test, along with dedicating the 2004 Boston Red Sox championship team. They were instrumental in using this test before they won. Just not drawing conclusions, but I'm just saying they did win. After they did the micronutrient test.
So Michael Manavian is executive director and partner at Greenwich Sports Lab, DNA-based health and performance. He's the bodybuilding golf pro and author of Atomic Golf, and his clients have won PGA Tour events, low club professional honors at the PGA Championship, PGA Section Events, National Championship, achieved IFBB professional status, and won many regional and local bodybuilding and figure competitions. It's exciting work, and to see that you've gone from business into something so body-specific, so micro-specific, that's an interesting transition, and must give you a lot of a sense of success in what you're doing with people.
I really appreciate that. Dr. Murphy and I were working together back in 2012, 2013. I said, we've got to find a way to work together. You know a lot of stuff. I know a lot of stuff. And we need to bring this to the public to be able to help people and our favorite people of being in the golf industry and helping their lives improve. A lot of these golf professionals have very difficult jobs for 7 months of the year where they're under constant stress. How do we help our fellow club professionals improve their performance so they don't have that 4 or 5 o'clock drop in the middle of the day when, you know, the after work crowd's coming in to bother them to find out where their head covers are? it's true. I've been there.
I understand.
So the stuff we've done here in the Met section has been great. We've had a lot of support within the section to help a lot of the individuals, but also on a nationwide basis with players and their members. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's nice working with healthy people trying to get them to become better.
Rewarding. Very rewarding. Yes. Michael Manavian, Executive Director, Partner, Greenwich Sports Lab. Where can we find you?
We can be found on the web, GDXSL.com. That's Greenwich Diagnostic Sports Lab. The DX stands for diagnostics. You can just Google us, and we're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and social media. But the best way is just go to our website, fill out the form, and start a conversation on how we can help you.
Fabulous. Thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate your time.
Danielle, thank you so much for having us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a young man who sunk everything in his world into his invention. Trans Rover. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha. Chris Berman here. Join us at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd through 6th at the Plantation Course. There is no better way to kick off the new year than by watching the most elite field in golf, featuring defending champion Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood.
or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The name of the product, the invention, is Transrover. Transrover.com is where you can see it. It's a golf bag and it's a push cart. Thin Tran put everything in his world, his house, he mortgaged everything. And now it's launching as a product for sale. Welcome into the clubhouse, Thin Tran.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Well, I expected a very excited young man. You're about to launch.
Oh, God. Like, seeing your baby walk in the world. It's taking its first step. That's just amazing.
Now, the last time we talked, you had a Kickstarter campaign.
We did. We had the campaign, and at the time, we just got our foot in the door with the vendor, trying to work things out and place an order, and they require a big minimum purchase. We don't have the capital to do so, so we were hoping the Kickstarter campaign would come through, and we had a funding goal of, I believe, was $400,000. To make minimums, and that was we didn't get close. So after some fierce negotiation and back and forth with them, they agreed to start on a lower volume, so that we can just get it out there and go from there. So I'm expecting big things from this next campaign that we're launching.
The next campaign starts on January 18th, the Trans Rover launch. Pre-orders, 24 hours, it's only $395. Now, you were saying a lot of people say, why is it so expensive? Explain why.
If you look at the cart, I can't share with you, but there are hundreds of parts that put together a Trans Rover. So when you have multiple parts like that coming from various vendors, it comes at a high production cost, and we are very conscious of the price point, but, you know, we can't make it any cheaper than we can now. There's so much innovation going to this to make it work and to make it what it is today, that it come at a high price. So I hope that works for people, because once you get to touch and feel this, you'll know why you pay for that money.
It's a Trans Rover. Explain. I was saying it's a golf cart, it's a golf bag. Explain, because it's all in one. I mean, if you spend how much money on a golf bag and you spend how much money on a push cart, this is all together. It folds up. It's like a bag. It can be put on the back of your golf cart. If you're at any golf course, this Trans Rover turns into your push cart and then folds up. Then it goes on your golf cart if you want to play with friends. Or if you guys are all walking that day, you just push it along. It's ingenious. It's fabulous. And it's two products in one. That's why the price point is the way it is, to my way of thinking.
Yes. The way we came up with the concept is just take out everything you know about how you carry your golf club. Everybody, when they buy golf clubs or play golf, is forced to buy a golf bag. That's the only way right now to carry your golf equipment around the golf course. So the golf bag has its limitations. You know, if you want to carry it, everybody straps it on their shoulder And if you want one, you know, you, if you don't want to use a push cart, then you carry the heavy bag on your shoulder around the whole course, which is very bad for you. So the idea here is to think about the problem we have is to transport your golf equipment and what is the best way to do so. And I believe that putting it inside Trans Rover where it has collapsible wheels that you can roll it if you want to, fold it up if you want to, so that you can put on the back of the riding cart. But the idea is never having to carry it on your shoulder or dropping it off at the club house at the backdrop area or none of that. It just makes it easier on you.
So I understand you're collaborating with a major golf influencer. Just hold that thought for a second. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So you're collaborating with a major golf influencer on an in-depth interview about this. Who's this? Can you tell us who the major golf influencer is?
I can give you a hint.
Hints are welcome.
They spy on our product.
They spy?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, they spy. Ah. And they really want to. They really want to do a review on it. So
they're doing a. So these people who are spy are doing a review, and the review comes out on January 18th.
Exactly. It's the same day we launch.
And that's the day you launch at this reduced price, right? At $395.
Yes, $395 is the reduced price. It, just to get it into production, we make just enough money for production, and then from there we will have to increase the price to stay sustainable with the company and everything else, and also to make the product. And that will be when we go to retail. I anticipate the price to increase a little, but right now at this introductory rate, you can buy Trans Rover the cheapest
at three.
Literally,
yeah,
trying to raise money for the production.
This you've got a really good influencer in the world of golf. Great people. So you get this push cart, and it has side utility pockets equipped with zippers and accessory hooks and tee holders. And it's a bag, soft sewn, replaceable, so you can easily care for it. It comes in five different colors. You need to go to transrover.com and take a look at it. How about clubs? Can I put an oversized putter in it?
Of course. I measure all the putters out there. The largest putter is the Sumo Fasto. That is a 1.75 inch. I can hold a club up to 2 inch, just over 2 inch. So there's nothing you can put in there.
And
one thing you did not mention is the six pack.
Yeah, that was my next question. I mean, the large insulated center storage compartment for up to six canned beverageums.
Oh yeah, six canned beverage. I know you like that, right?
Yes, your beverage of choice. So there's places for that. There's an easy latch system for setting the push cart to fold and extended position. So it's really not hard at all to do that. And there are utility pockets for additional storage. You just thought of everything, didn't you?
Oh, I kind of have to. You know, I play golf, and I'm very particular on things that I use and things that, you know, in everyday life is that there things can be invented every day, you know, and I'm passionate about golf, and I just don't like carrying my golf equipment with a golf bag. I think there are just limitations to it. So I just figure out the problem is to transport your equipment and what's the best way, and Trans Rover is the best way. So I get a lot of questions like, what about the surfboard? That's more fun. I'm like, well, you can still fold up Trans Rover and put it on a surfboard, you know, or they call it the golf board, whatever.
Yes, the golf board, yes.
Exactly. I mean, there's no difference between using a Trans Rover and a golf bag. You know, I'm not telling you to do anything different. I'm just improving your experience every step of the way.
That's very well put. And now a lot of people might think, well, wait a second, this sounds really unwieldy and large, but it's not really that large, is it?
No, it's smaller than a typical cart bag, about the same size, if not smaller than your golf bag itself. But it's not just the size, the way I design it, you know. Like sometimes when you have a problem where you put your clubs in the bag and you put in the trunk and the driver doesn't fit, right?
Right.
And then you have to take the driver out and blah, blah, blah. And when you take the back out, sometimes all the clubs start spilling out.
Yeah.
If you pull it out the wrong angle.
Yeah.
Well, each club goes into Trans Rover. It almost reaches ground. We're talking about 5-6 millimeters at the most from hitting the ground. And all the golf bags out there, it has a base, you know, half an inch, sometimes even an inch. And that makes a difference. When you put a club in and now you have this extra height that you, it's wasted space, you know. And then when you put the club in Trans Rover, I have a system in there that cradles each club so they don't spin around and bang up against each other.
Gosh, doesn't it sound terrific? I mean, and so it fits in the trunk really easier than your golf bag fits in the trunk. And this is called the Trans Rover, and it can be your push cart. It can be everything. It's loaded up, you know, it comes fully loaded.
It's loaded to the teeth.
Yes, it's loaded to the teeth. And this is Thin Tran, and he did everything. You know, Thin, have you thanked your wife many, many times?
Oh, you know, there's got to be something else besides thanks. You know, she feels my pain and my struggle when things don't go right, when I make that trip to China or to Vietnam or to other vendors, and I think that we're going to nail this, and then we don't, and we'll come back, we work. I mean, year after year, trips after trips, it's just, you know, agonizing with the family. And I have two growing kids that always write me love notes when I leave, you know, just wishing me on and just cheering me on, and they're the best. So.
Well, Thin Tran had huge success at the golf show in Orlando, the PGA merchandise show in Orlando. Gary Williams interviewed him. Everybody just loved, but he didn't have anything to sell. He only had something to show. It was his prototype. And now you're going to be back at the PGA merchandise show.
Yes, we are. I'm very excited about that. And I love the crowd over there. I mean, it's like they're seeing a purple cobra for the first time. You know, it's just like a foreign object in the real world. Nobody knows what it is. A lot of people walk by and say, oh, they have a push cart. I don't need it. It's not a push cart.
It's all in one. It's your bag and it's your push cart. It's fabulous. So when you take it out of the trunk and you're taking it into the house, you can just trolley it, push it right where you want it to go. This is really great. Thin Tran, I'm so excited for this being successful. And I'm so glad that you have the major golf influencer on your side. And on January 18th, their article about you drops. And that's when everybody goes to transrover.com to get the best price. The pre-order's $395. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for those that are listening, I want to thank all of you for your encouragement and your support. And I hope to have your support on the 18th of January to bring this to life and be a part of my incredible journey. And I appreciate you for having me on the air.
Absolutely. And get in touch with Thin Tran at transrover.com. There are wholesale and independent reps programs. And if you get it now, you get the swag, which is the gym, shoe, travel, everything bag, the bag, and the Trans Rover embroidered golf hat. Pleasure talking with you. Thank you for being on the show.
Likewise. Aloha.
Aloha. We're coming back, and today we are pleased to say that Mark Rolfing will be on the show with us, and he'll be calling in shortly from the beautiful island of Maui. We're going to be back with Mark Rolfing after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching,
I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Come celebrate the PGA Tour Big Hitters at Wylie, January 7th through 13th. Golf's biggest and best. Enjoy sumptuous cuisine by High Steakhouse while savoring tea to green views of PGA Tour golf action from the Sweet 16 Chalet Hospitality Tent. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Check out SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports. And he's president and founder of the Chicago Parks Golf Alliance. And they had a big announcement just a couple of days ago. Things are really moving forward there. But right now, he's in the clubhouse. We were going to talk last week about the new rules and some of the things, and today I thought we'd do a little bit of that. Mark, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle, and everybody out here in Hawaii. What a beautiful day.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sort of holiday. It's a little windy. There's a little cloudiness, and the sun is out there, and it's just cool enough for it to be a great day to play golf. But I also want to talk to you about what you thought were the top stories of 2018, and maybe more importantly, what you see coming in 2019.
Well, for me, it wasn't even a close call, Danielle. The top story of 2018 was Tiger Woods. It is a remarkable story, beginning to end. You think about the heights that Tiger reached earlier in the century when he was the most dominant athlete in any sport. He was probably the most recognizable human being on the planet, and he was on the top of the world. And through a number of circumstances and issues, a lot of them self-created by Tiger, he took a pretty big fall. And I believe that the comeback that he made last year to ultimately be able to physically to come out and play again against the best players in the world, to get himself into contention early in the year and then almost win the Open Championship and almost win the PGA and then to finally do it at the Tour Championship. To me, that is the greatest comeback, I believe, in the history of sports. And so for that reason, the dominant story for me last year was Tiger Woods.
Absolutely. Agreed across the board, I think. And now what about 2019? Do you see him picking it up, that tempo that he had at the Tour Championship, and going into this new year?
I do. One of the problems is when Tiger was dominating, there weren't as many great players. Not that there weren't great players. There certainly were. But in terms of depth, he wasn't facing 20 years ago what he is now. He's not facing three or four players that he's really challenging for number one in the world. He's facing 20 players. The depth on the PGA Tour and around the world in men's professional golf and women's is just incredible these days. And so I think it's going to get harder and harder to win. It's going to get harder and harder to win the major championships because more guys can win any one of the majors. I really think 2019, Danielle, has a chance to be an epic year. When I look at the majors, for example, the venues are just amazing. Of course, we started the Masters like we always do, but to move the PGA Championship into May was a tremendous move by that organization. Bethpage in New York, that place is going to be rocking. I just love the concept of going to New York for the PGA in May. And then, of course, we go to Pebble Beach, you know, maybe the most iconic U.S. Open site. That's going to be in June. And then for the first time, you know, the Open Championship is going to Northern Ireland and Royal Portrush, which is just a phenomenal venue. So I really just see some great major championship golf on the horizon. And across the board, I just think it's going to be an epic year.
Okay, the PGA of America had this prediction for the majors. Ricky Fowler wins the Masters. Tommy Fleetwood wins the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. Tiger Woods, the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And Rory McIlroy, the Open at Royal Portrush. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, there's a lot of sentimentality there. I'd love to see McIlroy win at Portrush, but I think the pressure on him there and the distractions that go with kind of the hometown kid are going to be a lot. They're going to be suffocating in many ways for him there. And can he avoid that and go on and win? I'm not so sure. I think McIlroy, Danielle, is more likely to win in New York at Bethpage. That's where I like Rory. And I actually think Rory is going to be a contender at the Masters to close out his career Grand Slam. But I really like McIlroy at Bethpage. I think Rory in general is going to have a good year. It's interesting. Rory is arriving on Maui on Thursday this coming week. So he is going to be at the Plantation course a full week before that tournament even starts. So you can see the motivation that Rory has. Now, he's going to be enjoying Kapalua and Maui and having lots of fun. But at the same time, I know he's going to be working hard up there. He's never played up there. And so it shows me an enthusiasm and a dedication from Rory that I like to see. I'm looking for a big McIlroy year.
How about Jordan Spieth?
This is maybe the most critical year of his entire golf life. You know, some people could look at his record and say, wow, last year was not that bad a year. But all in all, I think for Jordan, it was extremely disappointing. And I will tell you, Danielle, that the most disappointing thing for Jordan is that he's not going to be at Kapalua this week. He talked to me about it at the Ryder Cup. In fact, he made a joke to me in the middle of a match with Justin Thomas. He said, hey, Uncle Mark, would winning the Ryder Cup get me in the Tournament of Champions? And I kind of laughed and I said, well, let's worry about winning the Ryder Cup first and then we'll see, which of course didn't happen. But of all the things, he and I did a charity fundraiser for MD Anderson in Houston about a month ago. And he was just crushed that he wasn't coming to Kapalua. It's his favorite place and one of his favorite tournaments and really done well here. So I think Jordan, you know, is starting off to an awkward year, but, you know, I like what he's doing. I think he's trying to simplify things a little. I thought he got way too technical, and he played way too much golf. He played golf all summer long, and he just seemed worn out to me. So I hope he takes a new approach. He goes back a little more to his natural, you know, happy-go-lucky kid-type golf. And if he does, I think he'll be all right.
Cameron Champ. I'm really looking forward to seeing this kid. I mean, he's got a long game to die for, but he's also good close up. He's got a short game, too.
He's got a great short game, but his long game, I'll tell you, the sound of a ball coming off his club is totally different than I've ever heard from any other golfer that I have ever seen, including Tiger. So, folks, get out to the Sony Open, and here's what I want you to do. There's a stretch of holes at the end of the round there at Wailea. The 14th hole is a sharp dogleg left. The 15th hole is a sharp dogleg left. The 16th hole is a sharp dogleg left. And on most of those holes, the players are going to lay up. They almost always hit irons or something to get the ball in the in the fairway because there's trees everywhere. Cameron Champ is not even going to look at those trees. He is going to wave goodbye to them on the way over. And I could see him playing Wailea totally different than any golfer has ever played it. He will go up and over on almost all those holes. I could see Cameron Champ on the 18th hole, the par 5, driving the ball somewhere down where he's actually pretty close to the front of the green. He is amazing.
So he has a potential to be Tiger Woods.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know if there'll ever be another Tiger Woods, but this kid is really good. And what I judge a young player on is how the other players react to him. And if you go out to the range at a PGA Tour event now and you watch Cameron Champ, the rest of the range stops when he goes out there, and they stop hitting balls or doing whatever they're doing because they're watching this guy. They just cannot believe it.
Wow.
He's flying the ball 20 yards past Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy or Brooks Koepka. It is amazing.
I got to ask you about some of the new rules, and one of them that I think, you know, all of this was done for the pace of play and to simplify the rules, modernize the rules, and hopefully increase pace of play. So I'm looking at some of them, but when I got to repairing the green, speeding up, but you can fix ball marks, shoe damage, spike marks, old hole plugs, turf plugs, scrapes or indentations from maintenance tools or vehicles, animal track, embedded objects like stones, acorns, or tees, basically made by another player or outside influence. You can move loose sand, you can move soil on the green, but nowhere else. Yeah, these guys could spend days getting ready to putt.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you're right. It's interesting, Danielle. I don't think that particular rule is going to increase the pace of play at the highest level.
No.
I think the top players will take more time. I'm hoping that the 99% of golfers that aren't on the PGA Tour, it actually speeds it up. And think about it. If there's an imperfection on the green, only the best player that has a spike mark directly in their line is going to be affected by that spike mark. The average player never hits a putt directly on that line. He can't get it online. So what I say to the average guy, and most of us, including me, is go ahead and leave the spike marks because you might hit the ball offline and it would knock it into the hole. For the average player, don't worry about that stuff. It's not that important. I think it will slow it down at the highest level. But mostly, Danielle, I like what they've done with these rules. To me, you know, the rules are there for two purposes. They're there to protect the integrity of the game, and they always have. But they're there to provide enjoyment for the game for players, and they were so complicated and cumbersome before. I think it's way better now. The penalty areas and just, you know, not getting penalized for things like moving your ball or stepping on it or knocking it with your groin. People shouldn't be penalized for it. And overall, these changes are going to create more enjoyment for every level player.
Yeah, and some of these rules were a direct result of things that happened to Lexi Thompson, who had a phenomenal end to the year after she stepped away. What a tremendous decision that was. And we've talked about that. Arya Chutanagarn, with her losing a 7-stroke lead and still coming back and winning in a playoff in the Women's Open, that was a phenomenal statement that young woman made, wasn't it?
Yeah, she is a great player. I actually think she's an underrated player. People don't realize how good Arya is. It's interesting for a big hitter, and she is a big hitter. She plays a much more conservative game than most big hitters. She is playing irons off tees when even other players aren't, because that's just the style of play. She was raised to be a conservative golfer, and she is a very, very good one. But because her style of play isn't real flashy, and she isn't pounding these shots like Cameron Champ or Tiger did in his day, she doesn't get as much attention, I think, and people don't realize really how good Arya is.
Yeah, when she takes the 3-wood off the tee instead of a driver, because right. She has more confidence in that club. Do you see her using a driver?
You know, the women's game is a little different than the men's, and part of it is because of the way the courses are set up. But for the men now, Driving accuracy is not at all an issue. It's the most, it's the least important stat in men's golf. You don't have to drive the ball in the fairway anymore. Just hit it as far as you can, and you're going to be better out of the rough with a wedge than the other guy is from the fairway with a 7-iron. That's not the case with women's golf. They still set up the courses where you have to drive the ball straight. So I believe that the women's tests are actually better in a lot of ways than the men's because they require you to put the ball in play, and that's why Aria gears back. You know, the men, you don't have to hit the ball in play anymore. It doesn't matter.
Wow. You know, it's already like we've got 3 minutes. It time flies when we're having fun. And I always have fun with you, Mark Rolfing. I'm looking forward to seeing you. You're going to be with me at the Century Tournament of Champions.
I will, Saturday morning, as always, same time next year, and then I'll have my fly rod outside at the clubhouse there at Wailea, and we'll sit there and talk story for a few minutes, and then I'll be out on the reef 10 minutes after.
That's so wonderful. You're just so cool. But I need to ask you about Top Golf. I mean, we're into December already. How are things moving along?
Things are moving along extremely well. We have spent a lot of time out there. We're doing a lot of talking, a lot of listening. It's not an easy process because of the permitting and the environmental impact studies, and all of that should be done. It should be done on anything that's developed in Hawaii today because we have limited space, and we have a lot of fragility in situations environmentally. So Top Golf and everybody that's involved, McNaughton Group and me and everybody locally, is fully aware that we need to be patient and go through the process and make sure that we're not doing anything that's going to have a negative impact on that environment. Aloha is a precious commodity, that whole space, for the entire community. So is it going to happen? Absolutely it's going to happen. Is it delayed? No, I wouldn't say it's delayed. It's just a pretty meticulous process that we're going through right now.
And I love that you're going through a meticulous process because, as you said, we have a very limited space and everything that we do needs to be done with care, love, and, you know, considering all these different things. So I wanted to talk with you about backstopping, which, you know, it's like backstopping. That's interesting. It came up. Golf and gambling, you know, that's going to be and one question that we can do in about 60 seconds. Will there be another The Match?
No. I hope not. I don't think it worked. I really don't. In a lot of ways, and I think you know, the PGA Tour, and I think the rest of the players all said, hey, we need to apply a little peer pressure here, and just, you know, make sure that the tournaments that we have get better and better. We don't have to add more special TV things that water down the sponsor base. You know, that takes money out of the marketplace.
Yeah.
That takes money away from people that might sponsor an LPGA event, let's say, or, you know, a junior event or something. So I really didn't like anything about it. I don't think there will be. And I hope not. In terms of the gambling, they got to be really careful. You know, it's going to happen. There's no question. That's part of the DNA of American sports fans. What worries me about the golf is that there are so many outside influences that can affect a player's performance. And where is information going to come from? So like with the NFL and big sports leagues, they have to put out injury reports. They have to, before every game, tell people who are injured or who is out for whatever reason. If a golfer is injured but maybe doesn't want to tell people, or if he's having personal problems or, you know, had a bad breakfast or whatever it is, you know, the gamblers are going to try to get information any way they can. And is that going to put undue pressure on caddies or other players to divulge information about guys? I don't know. They're going to have to figure out how to manage that part of it, I think.
We're going to have to wrap up the show and thank our sponsors. So we'll talk more. See you at Century Tournament of Champions, Mark Rolfing. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Thank you to Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, the sewer pipes break, or mud inundates, call Oahu Extraction. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Sand Island location is open this coming week. The Waipahu store will be closed for Christmas. Happy holidays. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, you got to have it done right. Call Creative Plumbing. And Futuristone, master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom into artwork. That's right, it's Futuristone, only the best. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. If you're looking for a place where you'd like to play, Volcano has a 10:30, Makalei has an 11:10, Kauai Lagoons 10:28, Kapolei 9:15, Royal Hawaiian 9:20. Aloha, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.